Welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast. I'm Mattia, an accomplished open-source intelligence analyst with a passion for uncovering valuable insights from publicly available sources. As a winner of the Operation Safe Escape CTF by Trace Labs, I have honed my skills in the collection, analysis, and dissemination of intelligence. Have you ever wondered if it's possible to track people through Wi-Fi, discover their home address, or if they've made a hotspot somewhere? The answer is a resounding yes. It all starts with wardriving, a term used to describe the act of searching for Wi-Fi networks while driving a vehicle. This practice has become increasingly popular over the years and is often used by individuals and organizations to discover open Wi-Fi access points. Wardriving is typically carried out using a laptop or smartphone with specialized software that can detect wireless networks. The software is usually designed to scan Wi-Fi networks within a certain range and can provide information about the network name, signal strength, and encryption status. While some people engage in wardriving as a hobby, others do it for more nefarious purposes. For example, cybercriminals may use wardriving techniques to identify open Wi-Fi networks that can be exploited for illegal activities, such as stealing sensitive data or launching cyberattacks. This practice becomes extremely useful in open-source intelligence as users often choose to broadcast all the networks they identify throughout the day, making them searchable on the web. Before delving into the details, let's first examine some basic terminology when it comes to Wi-Fi. Although everyone uses it, there's more to explain than just being a wireless network. Firstly, we have the network name, or SSID, service set identifier, that you connect to. Although this name doesn't have to be unique, it can sometimes reveal information about the person or company to which it belongs. Then we have the BSSID, Basic Service Set Identifier, which is the MAC address of the access point. A MAC address, Media Access Control Address, is a unique identifier used by a network device to identify itself on the underlying network. Just as the SSID is used to identify with an end user, the MAC address or BSSID is used by hardware for things like routing in the rest of the network. And although someone who connects to a Wi-Fi hotspot usually doesn't see that address, it is of utmost importance for your connection. When we start a hotspot on our phone for other devices to use the same internet connection, we call it tethering. When you turn on your Wi-Fi connection on your phone while you're out and about, you'll probably see pop-up examples like Mattia's iPhone or Mattia's Android AP as a default. If we want to search for information on Wi-Fi networks, the most popular platform is Wiggle. It is available as both a website and a mobile application and allows users to map and analyze wireless networks worldwide. It is a community-driven platform that collects and stores data on Wi-Fi access points and cellular towers. Users can contribute to Wiggle by using the platform to upload data on wireless networks in their area. This data includes information such as the network name, signal strength, encryption type, and geographical location. This information is then used to create a detailed map of wireless networks around the world. Wiggle offers a range of functions and tools that allow users to explore and analyze wireless networks. For example, users can search for networks in a specific geographical location, view network statistics, and analyze network usage trends over time. One of the advantages of Wiggle is that it can be used for various purposes, including research, network analysis, and security testing. For instance, researchers can use Wiggle to study network usage patterns, while security professionals can use the platform to identify potential vulnerabilities in wireless networks. By typing Mattia's iPhone in the search bar of Wiggle, for example, we can see all the locations where the phone has been identified. It is clear, therefore, that if we know the Wi-Fi network name of a potential target, we could quickly find out where they live or their movements. Geolocation has become an essential aspect of modern-day technology. With the increasing use of location-based services, the ability to determine a user's location has become crucial. One of the ways to determine a user's location is by analyzing the Wi-Fi networks in their vicinity. GeoWi-Fi is a powerful open-source tool that can help you perform geolocation on Wi-Fi networks. GeoWi-Fi is a Python-based tool that uses public Wi-Fi data to estimate a target's location. The tool can extract information about the Wi-Fi networks in an area and then analyze the data to determine the target's approximate location. GeoWi-Fi uses the Wiggle database, which is one of the largest publicly available databases of Wi-Fi networks in the world. To use Jio Wi-Fi, you need to have Python installed on your system. Once you have Python installed, you can download Jio Wi-Fi from its GitHub repository. Jio Wi-Fi is easy to use and comes with a user-friendly interface. You simply need to provide Jio Wi-Fi with the name of the Wi-Fi network and it will do the rest. One of the key features of Jio Wi-Fi is its ability to perform geolocation on Wi-Fi networks that are not in the WiGL database. This is done by collecting Wi-Fi signals in the target area and then using the signal strength to estimate the distance from the target. This information is then used to triangulate the target's location. Jio Wi-Fi also has the ability to perform geolocation on hidden networks. This is done by collecting data about the Wi-Fi signals in the target area, even if the network is not broadcasting its SSID. Jio Wi-Fi can also perform geolocation on multiple Wi-Fi networks simultaneously, which can be helpful when trying to determine the location of a target in an area with multiple Wi-Fi networks. Jio Wi-Fi can be used for a variety of purposes, such as cybersecurity, network analysis, and location-based marketing. For example, Jio Wi-Fi can be used to determine the location of a potential attacker in a cybersecurity investigation. It can also be used to analyze the coverage of Wi-Fi networks in a specific area, which can be useful for network planning. In conclusion, Jio Wi-Fi is a powerful open-source tool that can help you perform geolocation on Wi-Fi networks. It is easy to use and comes with a user-friendly interface. Jio Wi-Fi can be used for a variety of purposes, from cybersecurity investigations to location-based marketing. If you are looking for a tool to help you determine the location of a target based on their Wi-Fi networks, then Jio Wi-Fi is definitely worth checking out. Some famous examples of cases solved by Wi-Fi tracking. The first case where WiGL was instrumental in solving a crime occurred in 2014. In this case, a hacker had infiltrated the Wi-Fi network of a small family-run restaurant in Massachusetts and used it to launch cyberattacks on various targets. The hacker used the name Jax to sign into the Wi-Fi network, but this was a fake name, and investigators had no leads. However, using WiGL, they were able to identify the physical location of the Wi-Fi network, and this led them to the restaurant. With the help of surveillance footage from the restaurant, they were able to identify the perpetrator as a former employee who had been fired for stealing. The employee was eventually arrested and charged with the cyberattacks. The second case where WiGL was used to solve a crime involved the theft of a valuable painting. In this case, a painting by artist Jacob Lawrence was stolen from a museum in Seattle in 2018. The museum had a Wi-Fi network, and investigators used WiGL to determine that an iPhone had connected to the network around the time of the theft. They were also able to determine the physical location of the iPhone by using WiGL's mapping feature. The iPhone was traced to a nearby hotel, and after reviewing hotel surveillance footage, investigators were able to identify a suspect. The painting was eventually recovered, and the suspect was charged with theft. These cases illustrate the power of WiGL in identifying the physical location of Wi-Fi networks and devices connected to them. While the use of WiGL in investigations is not foolproof, it has been shown to be a valuable tool in solving crimes and identifying suspects. Thank you for tuning into this episode of our podcast. I hope you found our discussion on Wi-Fi open source intelligence insightful and informative. Remember, open source intelligence is a powerful tool that can provide valuable insights and intelligence from publicly available sources. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes on open source intelligence and related topics. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to bringing you more exciting content in the future.